Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is just a little brief program today. As some of you know, I just really got disturbed by something I saw on CNN, exchange between Jamal Bryan and Pastor Davis about the meeting of those pastors that met with Donald Trump. As I said before, and I said again, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. And I'm not a slave to any party. But I think Brother Bryan went too far in some of his analogies in that particular thing, especially in light of some of the issues that he has. And I'm reminded of something that Reverend Carter said when he was preaching in the Kojic Convocation that he has become infamously known for. And I just want to ask Reverend Bryan, how much are you? How much are you, preacher? The preacher in the window, how much are you? Since you call these folks prostitutes and pawns, how much you worth? How much are you worth? How much they buying you for? Because you sat there on a platform, a national, international platform, with a Muslim minister and did not challenge any of his religious rhetoric. You sat on the platform with him and didn't call him on the carpet when he insinuated over and over again that it is your Christianity that is the reason why the black church and the black people are in the shape that they are in right now. But yet instead, you call brother preachers prostitutes and pawns. I don't understand that. I really don't understand that, my brother. You know, because as David said, that sounds like plantation thinking to me. That's coonery in the church. Because how can we maintain the current paradigm? How can we keep maintaining that? And it still hasn't done anything for our brothers. We vote for the same people, and our people, instead of getting better, they get worse. We vote for the same, we put the same folks in office, the same party in office, and nothing changed. But as soon as one of our brothers and sisters decide to cross the aisle, try to be like Dr. Martin Luther King and cross the aisle and seek people from both parties that have to see what they have to offer, y'all get mad. Y'all fly off the handle. Y'all get the fussing and complaining. Why won't y'all take the time to empower our people? Because we got a generation that don't even understand their past. All they know is the past that they are familiar with that is oppressive. All they know is about blacks being killed by cops in the streets. All they know is drugs, and all they know how to be is the court jester. But they don't know how to be an intelligent black man or black woman. They don't understand that our people invented the traffic light. They don't understand that our people invented the gas mask. They don't understand that our people did heart surgery. They don't understand the very achievements that our people think. The only thing they have to look for is to be a rapper, to be an entertainer, to be a sports person. They don't realize there's more to life than what they have been sold and what they have been taught. All they've been taught, and this is what y'all maintaining. Y'all maintaining this current plantation system. And you wonder why we are still an oppressed people. You wonder why we still have people that are still, we can't even get across the street without folks looking at us strange. We can't even go to a store to buy clothes in Macy's or whatever, and they're following us around because of this plantation mindset. As soon as brothers start looking for real answers, y'all start calling them names instead of saying and criticizing. And from what I understand, when I read the article, you got money from him too. I don't understand that. I really do not understand that. I really don't understand that. We got people who are looking at black folks now who are looking at democracy and say it's broken, it don't work. They're looking at socialism as the answer. They're looking at things that are diametrically opposed to Christianity as the answer. When we got Christian preachers who will sleep in the lap with Delilah, that Delilah that looks like that's a Muslim over there. And yet, you criticize your own Christian preacher who met a man who claimed to be a Christian, whether he is or not, between him and God. But the fact of the matter is that he claimed to be a Christian, and he met with some preachers, and you called your brothers a sellout, a pawn. But watch this. I'm going to say this. I ain't going to be long. Because a pawn, there are 8 pawns on a chess game. In a chess game, each player has 8 pawns. A pawn has the potential. Watch this. A pawn, since you want to call them a pimp and a prostitute, and I can tell you who the pimp and prostitutes are and all that. A pawn has the potential to become any piece on the chessboard. Usually they become a queen. When they reach, good God from Zion, they reach their opponent's end of the board. See, y'all have been chasing behind the Democratic Delilah, and nothing changed. But then people come along and get ready to change the paradigm, and y'all get mad and start calling them pawns and prostitutes, calling them sellouts and what have you, and all that. Y'all don't want to get me on the national scene. Y'all don't want to get me on the national scene. Y'all want to keep me regionally based. I know that because if I get out there and speak the stuff I speak, it's going to cause a few black people that are not, they don't have confirmation bias, but it's going to cause a few of us to open our eyes and rise up and demand change. Because y'all ain't getting no change. They're not listening to Farrakhan. They're not listening to him. That's a joke. And y'all that hang with him, that's a joke. That's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. We have too many Christians that don't understand the gospel. They don't understand the power of the gospel. King led a religious movement. Let me say it again for you, some of you that don't understand this, because some of you think that the civil rights movement was a political movement. Carlton Pearson had it right. King led a religious movement. It was a religious movement that invoked the name of God, the God of the Hebrews and the Christians, asking him to bring revival to this land. And when they marched on Washington, change happened. But here y'all just went to Washington and y'all celebrated 20 years of the Million Man March, and ain't a thing happened. You can't show me one thing positive that has happened since y'all been marching on Washington every year. But I can show you behind what Dr. King did, what happened with him. It's a shame. We got brothers and sisters who are selling us out for the man. Selling us out. Selling out your own people. And you wonder, what's wrong? Why did he kill us in the street? Why don't you get on the phone, some of you, and demand that this Justice Department stop being sissies? And get this Justice Department out there and tell them that why y'all overlooking the real evidence in the Mike Brown case? Why y'all overlooking Trayvon Martin? Why y'all overlooking what happened in Cleveland? Why y'all overlooking what happened over there in Charlotte? Why y'all overlooking Charleston, excuse me, South Carolina? Why y'all overlooking this stuff? And you're siding with the wrong people. Pimps and prostitutes. Pimps and pawns, excuse me, prostitutes and pawns. I can show you who the prostitutes and pawns are, because I can show you a church that has laid in the lap of Delilah. And you wonder why we have no change in the black community, because we have laid in the lap of Delilah. Delilah knows our strength. She knows our weakness. We have laid in her lap for too long. We have sided with Delilah for too long. We have called her name for too long. She has caressed our heads for too long. She has given us little treats for too long. No wonder our people have no change in our life. No wonder our situations have not changed. No wonder. Because we have laid in the lap of Delilah. And yet we looked at our brothers and said, y'all are prostitutes and y'all are pawns. Who is the real prostitute? Who is that preacher in the window? Who is the real pawn? Call me a pawn if you want to. But I promise you one thing. Every pawn has the potential to become any other piece on that chessboard. Oh, bless his name. When he gets to the other end of his opponent board. Call me what you want. I'm not the one that's selling out our people. Call those brothers that met with Trump what you want. They ain't the ones selling out our people. They ain't the ones that's patting one person on the back while you criticizing the next man for trying to bring change. Yeah, I sound like an angry black man. Because I am black, I'm proud, I have kids and grandkids, I have men and women that look up to me, and it's a shame that our leaders are so full of it. They are so full of themselves. They are so full of it. We can't get change because we are full of it. We are full of it. How can we demand change and we're sleeping in the lap with the enemy? How can we call change when we're falling behind a Muslim cleric that they're ignoring everything he says and they look at him and laugh? And he's their pawn to keep us sedated. All we do is march, but then we don't get anything changed. We sing, but there's no change. We sing, but God doesn't show up. Let me get out of here because I got to go take my daughter to school today. We have lost our prophetic voice. We wonder why we can't speak today and things happen with the black community. Because we have bought into this fallacy that religion and politics don't mix. And whether you realize it or not, is that the word church government comes from the word polity, which is politics. Politics and religion always mix. That's a lie that some of y'all have bought into. In this country, God and religion always mix because God, the government does not supposed to control religion, but religion is supposed to speak truth to power. It's supposed to be the prophetic voice of God to the government. But we can't be the prophetic voice to the government because we land in the lot with them. We're agreeing with everything. We're smiling in their faces. You give us a few little dollars and we have our little 501c3 thing, but we won't say anything about you, Democratic Party. We won't say anything about you, Republican Party. If when our folks get killed in the street, we'll fuss and holler and scream. We'll let you come and do this little review and then pat us on the back and then tell them they was all right for killing Mike Brown. They was all right for killing them boys in Cleveland. They was all right for killing Freddie Gray in Baltimore. We'll pat them on the back and say, yeah, the government was all right. Well, we want the man change. We'll fuss when people are after real change. You want to change the plight of black America? You want to change our people? The first thing you do, I ain't got the 2 minutes left. The first thing you do to change the plight of black America, you give us a sense of identity. You get in your pulpits and start preaching to your people the real history of our people. Let your people know. Let God's people know. Pharaoh, you've been a servant of Pharaoh too long. I tell you right now, let our people go. Begin to preach the real truth. Tell your people in your congregation. Give them something to be proud of themselves as a people. Stop telling them they are the passive to the man. Stop telling them the man is keeping them down. Let them know what our people did even after slavery, during slavery, before slavery. Let them know what they are capable of doing. They're more than capable than just being the court jester. They're more than capable of being the entertainer to the man. They're more than capable than just running a ball up and down a field. They have a brain on their head. They have intelligence. They are people that have been ordained by God. Let them give them a sense of their real history. And you'll liberate them. And then they'll stand up and they'll demand right and righteousness be done in their communities. When you give them a sense of identity, they'll stand up and say, no longer will we let our boys be killed in the street. Give them a sense of identity. Teach them their real history. I'm out of time. I got to go take my daughter to school. My name is Bishop Thomas Henry. I'm Archbishop of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. I'm Archbishop of the Apostolic Communion of Churches. And for these past 15 minutes, you have been listening to the Apostolic Voice. Ask them preachers. Every time when I talk about this, when you hear a non-black preacher, look at these black preachers, and when they go and start meeting with all the folks that are Democrat, and they say, are they sell out? Ask them, how much do they pay you? How much did they pay you, preacher in the window? How much did they pay you to fight your own brothers, to come against your own brothers? How much did they pay you? How much did they pay you, preacher? Candyman. Thank you, Reverend Carter. I bought some of your stuff. We need to demand right and righteousness among our preachers. God bless you. Y'all have a great day.